And where did your mother's parents come from?
Same place.
Okay.
It was property owners up there. You probably would remember them. Stranges and Randolphs and Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard the names.
They're all kin to me up in there.
And what about your father's parents? Where did they come from?
I don't know that far back.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't answer that.
Well, now, you told me that somewhere back there, your people came from the mountains.
Well, that's on up, see, the mountains are just on above them. That's and up towards Gainesville,
uh-huh.
back in there.
Uh-huh.
You see, they're all back in that country, just back here. And they're on back further up in there, towards the mountains.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's where they all were generated from, far as I've ever heard.
Okay.
And we got a lot of people up in there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Called them old mountain ooges.
Your wife's not living, is she, or is she?
Yeah, but we haven't been together in 20-some-odd years.
Uh-huh, okay.
She departed from me and the family, and I raised children.
That must have been quite a job.
Not too much. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
still
sure.
Single.
Let's see. Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about.
Okay.
What do you call the later part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Oh, there are two answers to that one. If it's the early morning or twilight.
Okay. And what are some words that have sun in it? Like in the early morning, you might have to get up.
Like sunrise.
Okay.
Sunset in the afternoon,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay.
In the summertime, I say, gosh, that sun's hot.
Yeah, don't we all? If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
stormy.
Well, now, suppose there's been a storm.
Already been.
Yeah, it's been. And the weather's not so bad anymore. The sun's beginning to come out.
We say it is mighty nice. After the calm of the storm.
Okay. Well, would you use an expression that means that the weather's in the process of getting better? The weather's?
Isn't something like that. That's used in several languages. The weather is moderating,
uh-huh.
changing.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A downpour.
And I'll ask you this one again.
That's what happened here for one day and night. You got the water's the highest I've ever seen.
When I came across that bridge, I came over from Watkinsville. And when I came across, I guess it was the Oconee I was crossing, wasn't it?
Yes.
The river was just, I guess it was, wasn't anyone that much below the bridge?
A lot of our roads, I went to see them that afternoon. Couldn't even go on.
Mm-hmm.
Water's running over the bridges and over the fields.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy seeing that. I used to live down there. The water used to come up in my yard when it got so high.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go to them places to see it when it gets high water.
Mm-hmm. It really is pretty like that. As long as it doesn't wash away any bridges or anything, it's fine.
Well, I guess we lost 2 or 3 bridges
uh-huh.
in the county.
Uh-huh.
Several trees broke down in the road.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mine will blow it down.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Anzard.
Okay.
I made them in the seat.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Lighted.
Okay.
Gone from pine stumps.
What do you call a place with a rod and some hangers for hanging clothes?
Well, one of them would be, if it's coats, it'd be called coat hangers.
Well, now what do you call the place where you hang the coat hangers that have the coat?
Closets.
Okay.